بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد تاين توبن for somebody else أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم fastened a turban for سيدنا عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله تعالى عنه and he left a tail of four fingers long, a distinguishing feature of Islam. On the day of Ghadir Khum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fastened a turban for Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and left the tail at the back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told him to fasten it in this manner and said, the turban is a salient characteristic of Islam. It is a distinction between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. The tail. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to let the tail hang between the shoulders. Note, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam generally left the tail hanging between the shoulders, that is at the back. Sayyidina Amr ibn Hurayth radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his father radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wearing a black turban and the tail of it was suspended between his shoulders. Wearing a hat under the turban, Sayyiduna Rukana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the difference between us and the disbelievers is the wearing of turbans upon hats. Note, in those times, non-Muslims used to wear turbans without any hat beneath it. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam emphasized that hats should be worn, as it was a differentiating factor between Muslims and non-Muslims. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.